Fatty doesn't just do farts and burps. Sometimes he, makes a funny comment.
Sometimes
he's a delightfully funny old man.
We need to get together and create some synergy and...
We can synergize that.
If we have the bandwidth to the resources.
Have we done a report against the KPIs and make sure that the ROI on that is acceptable?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, don't get me started on ROI. I used to tell my boss, I can make the numbers look any way you want them. Just tell me how much ROI you would like, and I will make a graph that says that.
We make graphs. Graphs are really fun.
That's how I feel about ROI. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kathy Marshall says his plate is full. Oh, so Cyclone says, not to belabor my previous topic, but he says, Adam and Mark need to take a field trip to Fort Smith to investigate.
You should.
Sydney is... And I could take my Zoom recorder and interview the guy NPR style.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Sometimes he's a delightfully funny old man.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Ep. Episode 3282 of the BFO for Friday, the 22th of January 2021. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day and something about Social Security. Big Fatty. Discombobulators, Big Fatty, that's you every day. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're discombobulators today because y'all, had a doctor's appointment on Thursday, and he's gonna meet with me and tell me how much gravy I had in my veins and everything, and I was gonna ask him about the inoculation. Big Fatty, that was on Wednesday at noon. No, that was the inauguration. Oh, never mind. to get the virus, not the virus, the vaccine. Yes, Big Fatty, you want the vaccine. By the way, Vaccine and Maxine were two of my favorite friends growing up. They always have the mechanicals call you to remind you of your appointment, and it was saying, "Oh, please arrive at the doctor's office 30 minutes prior to your appointment, and please fill out your form online before arriving." And y'all, then I got a testimonium. Here's the link for your virtual appointment on Thursday. And a Wednesday night, I get another call. Please confirm your appointment at the doctor's office. And please arrive 30 minutes prior to your appointment. Well, y'all, if you have any questions, call the mechanical at this number. And y'all, so I called, and we are closed. Please do not bother us. We are closed. So y'all, I waited till Thursday morning, and I called, and there's a pandemic going on. We're not working. We're working remotely. Please leave a message on the mechanical, and we'll call you back. So I did all of that, and because y'all, I kind of figured it was going to be remote, but I didn't know because I'd gotten both informations, and y'all, they called me back and says, "Oh, that mechanical, it gives us a fit. It just gives us a fit." And anyway, y'all, it was a virtual appointment, and McGravy is just fine. Big Fatty, good teefies and good gravy. Good golly, Miss Molly. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all this weekend. We have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first two are on Saturday. Y'all, I've met both of these people at a Pride 48 events Lost Wages and Nolens. And y'all, the first y'all, he's been around Pride 48. Oh yes, Big Fatty, been around the block. Y'all, he always carries a bucket of crickets with him when he is out and about. Y'all, he does. Did the David that blue jeans guy little show, and he did the denims with his husband. He was his betrothed there for a while, but now he's a husband. And he likes to visit the Speedway to buy energy drinks.
We're on your way to the convenience stores of Speedway.
And y'all, of course, I am talking about the one and only David that blue jeans guy. Oh, Big Fatty, we love David that blue jeans guy. It's true. And y'all, then also on Saturday, he's a little cray cray, because he hangs around with that Mr. Cackle. And y'all, he likes to climb ladders at the Rawhide in New Orleans. And y'all, he drinks a peanut butter peanut butter shot or something like that. I don't know, and got drunk on that or something. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Wine Rag. Yes, we love the Wine Rag. It's true. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, has been a dear friend to Big Fatty for a long, long time. Straight Bob met him in person. He's the one that started out the Little Fatty Cast with old Veda. Now old Veda's stuck with me. Y'all, of course, I'm talking about none other than that Larry Cly. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Larry Cly. It's true. So, y'all, if you see David that blue jeans guy or Wine Rag or Larry Cly on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
It's that time again. It's time to choose the number one fan of the BFO for 2021. Y'all, it's very simple. All you have to do is send Big Fatty an e-letter, and an e-letter only, with number one fan in the subject line, and in the body, in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2021. Y'all, it doesn't matter what you say, but I'll read all the entries on the little show. Now, y'all, I will be accepting entries until 5 p.m. in the evening on Friday, the 5th of February. That's 2 weeks from today. And y'all, then, of course, we'll announce the winners on Sunday the 7th at halftime of the Superb Owl. Y'all, everybody's eligible except Bill in St. Louis, the number one fan times two, because, you know, he can't do it three times. Yes, you can. It reminds me of that picture of Alex Lefebvre that he was sitting on that tree that looked like an octopus. Yes, he posted that to the Twitty. The old octopus tree. Yes, McKinney. y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I'd had that fried chicken. Those chicken bazooms from the Von's East, and y'all, I still full. I mean, I piddled around and ate a little bit of y'all. I ate a little bit of that chow chow. Y'all, it was delicious. and I think the secret ingredient is some sort of you know, the little packet of seasoning that you get when you get your cone beef. It tasted like it had some of that in it. So that's going to be my guess anyway when I talk to my neighbor. But y'all, just an evening of watching the TV machine and just relaxing and everything. Y'all, one of my neighbors stopped by and we had a little conversation for a while. And then I was in bed by... before 10 o'clock. No, I wasn't. I tried to stay up. Y'all, I was a little late taking my go-to-bed pills tried to stay up to 11:30 to see that Stephen Colbert. He was going to be live on Wednesday night, but y'all, I couldn't make it. Couldn't make it. I was in bed, and y'all, I was out like a light by 11 p.m. in the evening. Y'all woke up a little after 6 a.m. in the morning, and I said, no, and so I rolled back over and got up a little bit before 7 a.m. in the morning. Y'all had my coffee and my breakfast. Y'all, was this was a number 3 Sudoku today, so it was a little more challenging. But y'all, I got it, and so I was pleased with that. Did my nipple walk around the big circle. Came back, got me a share. And then I had my medical appointment. Big Freddy, did he snap the glove? No, not on a virtual. Oh, well, that's no fun. Well, it's true. But y'all, and then I sat down on Thursday afternoon, and y'all, I'm turning 65 this year in August, and I thought, you know, there's a penalty if you take your Social Security before your what they call your full retirement age, and for Big Fatty, it's 66 years and 4 months. And so, y'all, I said, well, you know, let's just see how much I will get if I were to retire at 65 versus 66 in 4 months. Well, y'all, it would be a difference of $212 a month. And I said, well, okay, well, now let's take that what I would get if I took it at 65 and multiply it by 16, which would be the 16 months I would receive it if I went ahead and took it. And y'all, I came up with that amount, and then I I took that $212 and divided it into the amount that I would have been receiving for 16 months. Y'all, it would take over 14 years for it to be more beneficial for me to wait till 66 and 4 months, which would put me at almost 80. And y'all, I just said, to hell with it. I'm going to start taking it when I turn 65. Yes, Big Fatty, you cheap ass. You actually made a wise financial decision. Now, I'm sure Mr. Cackle will disagree with you, but y'all, the other thing is, when they start taking your Medicare, you know, you have to pay. Medicare pays for Part A, but you have to pay for Part B, and they take Part B out of your Medicare, out of your Social Security, and then you are responsible out of your pocket for the other. They take it out of your Social Security for the 80%, and then the 20%. You're responsible for out of your pocket, and I think I've got that right. But a lot of people get the Medicare supplement plans. Y'all, you've probably seen them on the TV machine. Big Fatty, I think you are only about burps and farts, unlike what Daniel Bieber said at the beginning of today's. Well, anyway, the health insurance I have now, through the coal mine retirement system, that will become my supplemental plan, and it'll pay that 20%, and then it has the drug plan with it, so I wouldn't need the Medicare Part D, which is the drug plan. So I would pay the Social, it would come out of the Social Security for the Part B, the 80% part, and then for the other 20% and the drug plan, I would just continue paying what I do into for my health insurance. So, y'all, I'm even at 64 years old, I'm still learning, and I'm happy at that with that. And y'all, that's it's kind of exciting. And y'all, what I'm going to do, because, you know, I've been living just on my pension, I'm going to have them deposit my Social Security into my account where my house mortgage is. And then I'm going to, each month, I'm going to take whatever that amount is. And I'm going to, what am I going to do? I'm going to make what is that called? It's called principal only payments, because, you know, there's no penalty for prepaying on my mortgage. I'm going to make principal only prepayments and pay off the villa ahead of time. Yes, Big Fatty, because you'll be dead as a doornail if you go that whole 30 years. Well, you know, okay. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. And Big Fatty, we got a schooling on finances. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, one thing I think I forgot, and I don't remember, but y'all, on the number one fan contest, you send your entries to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. That's ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Remember, in the subject line, put number one fan. So, yes, Big Fatty, it's going to be exciting. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the founders of Pride 48. That's that Daniel Bieber and Adam Burns. And Daniel, I know Adam's getting a little long in the tooth, as they say. How would you describe Adam?
Sometimes, well, you know, Daniel.
Sometimes he's a delightfully funny old man.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes. Anyway.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.